दशक से
carved by Satyavan upon a forest stone. What prayer she breathed her soul and Durga knows. Perhaps she felt in the dim forest shoe the infinite mother watching over her child. Perhaps the shrouded voice spoke some still word.
Thank you.
and let my heart have rest. She answered, do as thy wise mind desires. O calm child sovereign, with the eyes that hold.
Thank you.
sense into this solemn world, where beauty and grandeur and the unspoken dream, where nature's mystic silence could be fit, communing with the secrecy of God.
شو سات پدشم گدش کلیشم پدمم دن حکندیکام دندم شکتیم اسین چچرم جلجم اسین چچرم جلجم دندم سورا بھاجنم شولم آش سدرشنی جد دھدیم هستیه رسنانا سیوی سید غمر دنیمیه سیوی سید غمر دنیمیه مهالکشمی سرودستیتا
Bacsat Yavan had gone. He meant to finish his labor here. That happy linked and caring, they too might wander free in the green deep. Primeval mystery of the forest's heart, worldly but near, she watched, no turn to lose of the bright face and body which she loved. But Satyavan wielded a joyous axe. He sang high snatches of a sage's charm.
Sarodasthita
But as he worked, his doom upon him came. Now the great woodsman shooed at him, and his labor ceased. Lifting his arm, he flung away the poignant axe. Far from him, like an instrument of pain, she came to him in silent anguish and clasped. And he cried to her, solitary, "A pang cleaves through my head and breast, as if the axe were piercing it and not the living bone."
Thank you.
of a tree set and the branches wave. She guarded him in her bosom and strove to soothe his anguished brow and body with her hand. He cried out in a clinging last despair, "Savitri, Savitri, oh Savitri, lean down my soul and kiss me while I die."
Thank you.
pallid lips pressed his. His pale, losing last sweetness of response. His cheek pressed down her golden arm. She sought his mouth still with her living mouth, as if she could persuade his soul back with her kiss. Then grew aware they were no more alone. Something had come there, conscious, vast and dark. She knew that visible death was standing there, and Satyavan had passed from her embrace.